This is a brief description of class number 9 of Worldwide Philosophy, What Life Is and What Life Is For, presented by Z. Charnot in November 2003. The session is titled The Sequence of Interdependent Progression. There were 3 handouts provided. 1, The Precession of the Ages by Z. Charnot, referenced in class number 8. Number 2, Interdependent Progression, also by Z. Charnot. And 3, a chart from the secret oral teachings of the Tibetan Buddhist sects, which was written by Alexandra David Neal. There was also a list of all the documents from classes number 1 to 12. When you become famous, you can't determine what to give your attention to. You'd rather have an extensive relationship with a small number of people rather than a meager relationship with a large number of people. One must strategically proceed. Z presented the story of the Tai Chi master, how the karate instructor would do something and then say, "What have you got to stop that?" And the Tai Chi master said nothing. And then when the karate instructor did do something, the Tai Chi master was not there. He had gotten out of the way. And that is what Z says, is we need to get out of the way. Many of the ideas of interdependent progression, which Tibetans refer to as interdependent origination, come from Alexandra David Neal's book. Z also referenced Alan Watts, also a fine writer of Tibetan works, Buddhist works, I should say. He also talked about raising hell, because hell needs raising. There's a book, The Wheel of Time, by Carlos Castaneda, The World of the Shamans of Antiquity, and how Castaneda saw that Don Juan had followed a line of action to propel him into this world. Don Juan talked about cognitive systems, that the shamans of ancient Mexico had a different cognitive system than the average man. Castaneda talked about seeing or perceiving pure vibratory energy, about recapitulation, seeing life in a detached manner, like what happened for Z in his near-death experience. He had a life review. He could see a human being as a luminous egg. At a point of brilliance in the egg, there is what's called the assemblage point, where perception is assembled. We each have one or more assemblage points. He also, in reference to this, also talked about Wilhelm Reich and the function of orgasm, one of his books. He talked about consciousness units. Consciousness is the co-emissive fundamental. There's a self-referencing loop, and there's an other than self-referencing loop. When we close off, we are not working with the other than self-referencing loop. He talked about David Wilcock's book, The Divine Cosmos. When we have a closed loop, when we have an ego, there's a choice to furnish the alienated and isolated self. When we become augmenters instead of extenders, and he explains the differences between these two. Morality is living in terms of other life. There is a process of cognition, is a product of, and they believe it is a product of upbringing only, that it can be changed. His most important unit in Don Juan's cognitive world is the idea of intent. Intent as a force that can be visualized and manipulated if one practices impeccable behavior. In Don Juan's cognitive world, one does not have to accept the trajectory of consciousness moving through time. It can go perpendicularly to the sequence providers of time. Z referenced a group called Leading Edge Research, where magnetic studies have been done on the human brain, which describe field shapes in the human brain. We create space. We drive the expansion of the universe through our ego-laden closure. How can there be coordination between a bunch of ego-laden maniacs? Some people look like mushrooms and not like luminous eggs. Z pointed out John Gribben's book, The Omega Point, John Gribben being a physicist. There's a part of the universe that you can explore and part that you can create. You have to learn, see, be accountable. You have to be able to see the energy. He referenced the book The New Science by Robert Agros and George Stanciu. This is relativity. They are explaining relativity. You change what you observe in the process of observing it. Morality constitutes harmony. There is no a way to throw things. Global warming is a result of changes in the solar system. Humans are regarded as cancerous because of our augmenter behavior. The pineal gland secretes melatonin hormone. Prostaglandins are also hormones, all of which require essential fatty acids to be taken in the foods that we consume. Melatonin is the opposite of adrenaline. It is the rest and recuperative hormone. You don't want to fight anything. You want to help. These are different paradigms. Example, cholesterol is falsely vilified. Hormones use cholesterol. There is a book called The DHEA Breakthrough by Stephen Chernisky, MS. But you can't fight people if they have a different paradigm in terms of health or in terms of lots of aspects of life. Before you have enlightenment, you carry water and chop wood. After enlightenment, you do the same thing as a universal functionary. We have to take refuge. We have to be mindful. We have to diminish the discontinuities. He referenced the autobiography of a yogi by Yogananda Paramahansa, from the Self-Realization Fellowship. He says that hemi-sync tapes, audio cassette tapes, or now DVDs are great to keep less track of yourself. However, Robert A. Monroe did not check to make sure that once you connected the two frequencies played in each of the different ears, that there is an operational frequency was the result. And this is something that Z wanted to research and progress further. The solar system is changing and we need to be ready. We need to be moral. We need to be universal functionaries. The projection of the overself as a focused personality, that's what we are. We are meant to generate our own unique function. The impermanence of all aggregations is treated in the book by Alexander David Neal, The Secret Oral Teachings of Tibetan Buddhist Sects. We want to always use for our truth consistency and continuity. We seek sense, truth, and relevance. In the I Ching, there are 64 basic patterns. There's challenge and opportunity that come together. Belief creates vulnerability if it attempts protection. When you protect yourself, you are resisting change. We must allow change to occur. It is a benevolent universe. Process the challenges as they start coming into your subconscious. You are meant to be guided to the means of processing them. The Decoding of Evil is a lecture that Z provided back in the 60s. Something evil is just incomplete. Sometimes choices are not extendable and they must be pared back. There is a natural separating process towards creating the genuine that is going on right now. Jesus said, "The meek shall inherit the earth." There is karma.